WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two local leaders are representing the Twin Cities as members of a national women's leadership organization. Leadership America is the nationwide program for leadership women, which aims to connect, inspire, empower, and honor females. College Station's Director of Community Services, Debbie Eller, and Bryan's Community Development Manager, Alcee Bond, were both chosen for this year's class of 58 women. Bond says during their first trip to Washington, D.C. in April, it was reassuring that the national issues were coinciding with what's happening locally.
Such as early childhood care, financial stability, economic development, those issues. And so we were like, yeah, we're on track. We're on track here locally. We're looking at the same issues.
The group will go to Phoenix in June and New Orleans in October. This week's monthly meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees included changing a 30-year-old policy on naming campus buildings.
Trustees have added the option of naming buildings when what they call a philanthropic gift is given towards a particular facility. There may or may not be an association with that action and a special board meeting next Monday. The agenda calls for an executive session where trustees behind closed doors could discuss a prospective gift or donation. Blinn's new campus in West Bryan's also listed on next Monday's special meeting in executive session. From this week's meeting, administrators told the board they were not ready to proceed with three contracts, which are all associated with designing the entrances and exits in and out of the new campus from Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. And the board heard but did not take action on the administration's response to the faculty senate's call to be included in governance issues. Online at WTAW.com is a 23-page presentation that administrators use to demonstrate the college is meeting standards set by its national accrediting agency. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Freedom was short for a Caldwell man who was indicted earlier this month by a Brazos County grand jury for six armed robberies in Bryan in January of last year. 19-year-old Tyler Davis was released from jail Monday during the noon hour. Then he was arrested Tuesday night by Bryan police on new charges of threatening to shoot the mother of his child and four other people in Henderson Park with a long rifle semi-automatic pistol. Two convenience stores in the Twin Cities were hit by armed robberies in a 12-hour period yesterday. No one was hurt in either holdup. Just before noon in College Station at the Frankie's Exxon on Texas and Harvey Mitchell, and just before midnight in Bryan at the Valero Corner Store on William Joel Bryan in the freeway. The 44th season of MSC Opus, titled Expect the Unexpected, was revealed to the general public last night. Executive director Ann Black says leading off is Lyle Lovett and his large band, and among the Broadway shows are six performances of Jersey Boys.
80% of the population of Texas lives within 150 miles of College Station, so we have no worries, really, that we're going to sell very well.
Tickets and the entire schedule is online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 63 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands.
Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 7:09. Weather's brought to you this morning by folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
The weather system that brought the storms to the area yesterday is now moving some heavy storms into Florida. For us today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower. Temperatures are up to 80 to 85 later today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun tomorrow with the threat of a thunderstorm late in the day, highs 85 to 90. Shower thunderstorm possible tomorrow evening, lows 70 to 75. Clouds Sunday, chance of showers and storms 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, lots of baseball. Texas A&M takes down Ole Miss. I'll check in on some high school baseball and the Astros fall to the White Sox. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:10. So earlier this week, I was shocked to find out that my co-infomaniacs, neither had ever had spam.
Indeed.
Because I was relating a story about spam came out with a new product, which was a single slice of spam that was foil wrapped, and I brought some for Tom and Chase, who were working on the show at that time, and I don't think they ever ate it, to be honest with you. But you see, they had already eaten spam, but now I have these two spam newbies here.
Spam newbies.
And I thought, what a great opportunity for you to try spam on the air.
Oh.
And the thing is, this is dried spam.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't.
Good.
I decided to do it on the air.
That's me too. Now, do you have something to eat or drink after you?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Just in case.
So you've done that. So these are spam bites, is that right?
Spam bites.
Okay. And they had flavored spam bites, but I thought there's no reason that we should do that.
Thanks for going with the classic.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you don't want to have adulterated spam.
No garlic spam.
No.
I'm impressed with the packaging.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a little foil thing. And the thing is, if you like it, you know, all you have to do is just roll it up and put a little paper clip on it, and it'll be as good next week as it is today.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't doubt that one bit.
So if you're ready.
I opened it.
Okay. My favorite. I made the mistake of opening it like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, me too.
My room smells like spam. The
whole studio smells like cat food.
The best is on the packaging, which I posted a picture on my Twitter. I'll retweet from WTAW, so if you follow us, you can see.
Okay.
But they have like the actual size.
Oh, really?
I'm comparing, and they're pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So here we go. One, two, three. There they go. And just, you know, just nothing yet. Just let it sink in, and in the meantime, I will tell you the word spam came to mean junk mail, okay? According to Today I Found Out, the website, this is back from September of 2010. Of course, the real origin of the term is the 1970s Monty Python Flying Circus skit. In the skit, all the restaurant menu items have spam in them. Probably remember that. Of course, it meant spiced ham. That's how it got its original name, okay?
I swallowed it.
Did you chew it? No.
I was able to get it down.
Okay. All right.
Maybe it's just because it's 7:13 in the morning.
That could be part of it.
I mean, it's not horrible. It just tastes like ham bites, but very processed.
Kind of felt like there was a tastelessness to it that I think non-dried spam might have.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But it definitely was interesting.
Okay.
Just a little salty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my thought is probably you should take the two foil packs and empty them into a bowl and leave them in the break room.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
And just see.
This is a great experiment.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. There hasn't been much that this crew won't eat.
And no, you are correct.
Once again, there could be other young people who have never tried spam before. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, well, it's Friday and they're eating spam. What could be wrong with that?
I just ate another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the spam isn't quite correct, and it doesn't have that gelatinous gelatin that comes out of the can with it.
That's an excellent point. That's true. You are missing an entire sensation when you don't get to see the gelatinous stuff around it. Hello.
Tell me, does the spam slice come with a wine pairing recommendation?
You know, I might be more interested if it did.
We have we have Savannah here today from Messinahoff. I may have to ask her if that's the case. If
what
there
would
might
you pair
be.
With spam?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so you got that going on for you. But yeah, the first caller was truthful. That's stuff that they.
But this is a whole new experience. Yeah. Let me tell you, these little nuggets of spam.
It's not like you're wanting to share it with any friends, right?
I can't stop eating them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Brad apparently really. I don't know
if I like them. I'm just kind of addicted to them now.
Okay, there you go. All right, hooked on spam. The first documented use among Usenet users for using spam, you know, March 31st, 1993. This often is incorrectly stated to be the first usage of the term spam. That's not true. That didn't happen until March 31st of 1993, apparently. Hmm. That was the first time the word spam was used to talk about junk mail. And I don't know, spam probably likes it okay. I mean,
gets the name out
it
there.
It gets the name out there. And no such thing as bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we are. Oh, well, let me see. I've got a. I turn the page and I've got a soap opera with sword story again.
Yay!
We're just covered up with them. Well, Mashable.com says that man curls are now a thing.
No.
It's called the Jon Snow effect, prompting men to hit up the salons and barbershops in hopes of getting that kind of loose, scruffy, curly type hair that Kit Harington has, who plays. The Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, is that correct?
That is correct.
Notice how I said that like I knew what I was talking about.
Absolutely.
Well, he's the cool. former Lord Commander.
Oh, okay,
of the
yeah,
Night's
I guess that's probably, yeah, that's true because he's dead,
alert.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Salon owners and barbershops reportedly seeing an uptick in requests for man perms.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
My brother has some of the greatest naturally curly hair.
Oh, does
so
he?
So he's going to be pumped that people are paying to get
now
what he already
say,
is born with.
I had it all along.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have
exactly.
the luxury of having hair, and people out there are treating their hair like that.
That's it.
Are you kidding me?
There you go. Just letting you know.
We've gotten a couple text messages about the spam. spam, water, and batteries, the three must-haves in an emergency. I so do like spam and eggs, Sam I am. And then another person saying you're missing out on the canned jelly.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably right. I don't know if that. But see, that's a decision you have to make yourself. I'm certainly not going to force that on you. So these,
I appreciate that, Scott.
These kind of pasteurized spam bites that you had are not the true experience of opening that can and seeing that stuff around the
edges.
I
can only imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could pour these things in some eggs, though. He said spam and eggs.
And that,
scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
With some spam bites.
Then it does. It's kind of like ham, or if you close your eyes. And that's why I think they probably made some bacon-flavored spam bites for that very reason, because, you know, that makes sense.
Ham on ham.
Yeah, and you're halfway home anyway, because it's got ham in it. So deputies in Jasper County, Georgia Sheriff's Office found themselves arresting a Star Wars stormtrooper last weekend. Justin Marling, allegedly walking down the street wearing his full armor and carrying a replica pistol. Deputies thought the gun might be real, so they stopped him. It turned out he's wearing a mask in public is illegal in Jasper County, Georgia. I guess as long as it's not Halloween. That's the only time you can. He spent the night in jail. For the record, he says he was only trying to raise awareness for a charity, Star Wars Force for Change, which reportedly has a positive impact on society, having never heard of that.
Hmm.
Little girl get suspended from school. Let me see. It didn't. Oh, in Colorado, 5-year-old girl suspended from kindergarten because she brought a plastic gun that blows bubbles to school. So that's
arrested.
She was suspended. If I said arrested, that's
no.
Why.
I don't. I'm sorry. Yeah,
she was suspended. So there.
I was thinking about the stormtrooper. And
that's
then,
right. Yeah. All right. On Sunday morning, if you happen to be up, Mars, Earth, and the Sun will line up perfectly in the sky. This is a once every 2-year event. So if you miss it, it's okay. It's called Mars opposition. That's because Mars and the Sun will be on opposite sides of the Earth. Right now, Mars is about 48 million miles from us, coming ever closer. Until May 30th, when the big red planet passes a close 46 million miles from Earth. Just letting you know. In 2018, Mars will pass within 36 million miles. Wow.
It's a close call.
That is a close call. So if they're going to invade, maybe that's the time because they'll be so much closer.
Yep.
Just letting you know, 2018, put that in your outlook.
So I got it in my iCal.
Yeah, so it's done. All right.
Got it.
Image of a Staten Island Home Depot worker wearing an anti-Trump hat has gone viral on the internet, leading to threats against her life.
Oh, boy.
Give me a break. Crystal Lake was spotted wearing the controversial hat during her Sunday morning shift at Home Depot. The hat reads, "America was never great."
Oh.
The phrasing, she says, was inspired by Donald Trump's slogan, "Make America Great Again."
Right.
She said the point of the hat was to say America needs changing and improvement. I don't think it's a positive message to say, let's look at the past. A Home Depot spokesman said the message on her hat does not reflect the opinions of Home Depot. Just for the record, though, Crystal Lake is a supporter of Bernie.
Yeah.
So just saying.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Her name's Crystal Lake. I'm not listening to you.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com. Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley. BCR, our knowledge and experience are second to none. That's why we're number one.
Howdy, I'm Ryan Durkowski. My friends call me Dirk with your tip of the day, and I'm a proud Fighting Texas Aggie class of 2010. I'm also proud to be a realtor at BCR Realtors. We have a strong rental market in Bryan College Station with all the students and businesses who've moved to town, and I can help you get a higher return on investment. I work with a lot of investors in and out of the area who are buying property to rent. I'll make things easy for you by working around your schedule and putting your needs first. I'm an award-winning leasing and sales agent, and I'd like to put my strengths to work for you. If a smooth transaction is what you want, then call me, Ryan Dirk Durkowski, at 979-694-8844 or find me at bcrbcs.com. Remember, let Dirk do the work.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
7:23, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you ever hear the story about Ozzy Osbourne visiting the Alamo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, February 19th, 1982. Okay. And it says that he said, if you're a rock star and you're stumbling around in an unfamiliar city wearing your girlfriend's manager's dress.
What?
That's what it says here. And you feel the call of nature. Probably need to go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne didn't do that. And actually what happened was there's a big statue that was erected in 1939, and that is where Ozzy apparently, but it's in Alamo Plaza. That is where Ozzy did that. I tell you all that to let you know that Ozzy's coming back to San Antonio.
Oh.
His show, which is called Ozzy's World Detour.
He's still performing?
Yeah. Ozzy's World Detour. They will be in San Antonio with his son.
Jack.
Yeah, that's the one.
How can he sing the lyrics? He can barely
talk. I know. Probably just yells and
Why do people pay to see that?
Exactly.
I guess would be the question. Just saying, don't know.
But he's definitely like not allowed around the Alamo anymore, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Banned for life.
Guess he's going to sneak over there when nobody's looking
to see
that.
No
be.
More micturating upon our landmarks.
Listen to you. He's using big words now.
I'm a human thesaurus. That's something you should
it's
probably
not
know
even
about
8 a.m.
That is good. That's what a thesaurus is for, to find that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a Canadian couple decided to show their love for each other by getting married in the presence of 1,000 cats. Dominic Husson and Louise Verone dated for 3 years in Quebec before deciding to tie the knot at the Cat House on the Kings in California. It's a facility known to be the largest cage-free, no-kill cat sanctuary in North America.
That's funny. I thought cat house meant something else.
Yeah, they decided it was the perfect venue.
I see what you did there.
Wait, where's my drum? There it is.
There it is.
Timing is everything. Anyway, they decided that was the perfect venue for it. The shelter manager even agreed to become an ordained minister just for the special occasion. Yeah. Anyway, now it's going to be a deal. Now it'll be a thing. They can make some money off of that.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
We got all the cats.
The Preakness is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 141st running. Now, Nyquist is the favorite. Now, this is kind of interesting. I did not know about the Preakness. Actually, was run before the Kentucky Derby 11 times. This is the second race in the Triple Crown. And in 1917 and 1922, they were run on the same day.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, so I guess that you couldn't have a Triple Crown winner because this is at Pimlico Racetrack, which is, I think, up near Baltimore, so you probably wouldn't be able to get the horse from one to the other.
Right.
But nonetheless, the race is called the Run for the Black-Eyed Susans because a blanket of yellow flowers altered to resemble the Maryland state flower is placed around the winner's neck. Yeah, there you go.
All right,
of course,
very cool.
Last year was American Pharoah who won and all that
right.
other stuff. Okay. All right, so... we'll do this in a little while. You ever, if you're a parent, you ever call your child by the wrong name? You know, because they're siblings and you got to run through the list. You're not getting senile. I have a very good scientific reason that will make you feel very good about yourself when it's all done. All right, let's do the weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's the weather. Fog is lifted. It's going to be warm, though. The sun is going to come out, and it's going to be a little bit, I guess, you know, we're in the second half of May, so it's time for it to be here. 86 degrees for a high temperature today. About 67 tonight. We'll be up to 88 on Saturday and Sunday. Slight chance of rain on Sunday at about 30%. Goes up to 40%, however, on Monday. And as we get into the early part of next week, we'll continue to have a slight chance of showers out there. But it's pretty pleasant because we got north winds at 3 miles an hour right now, and it's 64 degrees.
Successful organizations in business, sports, and charities have one thing in common: teamwork. One way to achieve great teamwork is through team-building activities. CCC Shooting Complex invites your team to experience their 800-acre outdoor shooting complex, offering 10 pistol bays, a 1,000-yard rifle range, and a 12-stand sporting clay course nestled under oaks hundreds of years old. CCC Shooting Complex takes care of everything. Just give them a call, 936-825-8600. Create great teamwork for your employees and organization by spending a day on the range.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Politics isn't pretty. It's showbiz for the ugly. Just ask former Governor Fast Eddie Rendell, Democrat, Pennsylvania. During an interview with his buddies at the Washington Post, Fast Eddie cracked jokes about Donald Trump's remarks about women. Fast Eddie said that Trump's comments on female beauty would backfire because, said Eddie, there are probably more ugly women in America than attractive women. Well, that hit the fan. Within hours, every media outlet from local Pennsylvania newspapers to People magazine ran headlines about Ed Rendell, Democrat, calling American women ugly. Now, as a highly trained broadcast specialist pointed out many years ago, the ugly know who they are, and they were mad. The story went viral. Not only did Fast Eddie Rendell, Democrat, say that most American women are ugly, he implied that Democrats have the ugly American woman vote sewn up. Uglo American women are voting Hillary. Now, the former governor tried to put the beauty cream back in the jar. Speaking to reporters, he said, well, what I said was incredibly stupid and insensitive. And when I read it in the article, I said, did I say that? I was just dumb. and stupid and insensitive, and if I offended anyone, I apologize. It's too late, Fast Eddie. You said it, and you meant it. Didn't even register that you said anything wrong until you saw it in print, and only then did you realize, wow, that's ugly. Bad break, because the ugly can be unforgiving. This is a Democrat war on women, folks. You've just seen the first shot fired.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 731, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement is investigating two armed robberies in a 12-hour period yesterday. The first, just before midnight, sent Bryan police to the Valero corner store at William Joel Bryan in the freeway. The clerk told officers three men came inside wearing ski masks. One displayed a firearm and they took off along with a fourth person outside the store with an undisclosed amount of money. The employee was not injured. And shortly before noon, College Station police went to Frankie's Exxon at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. An undetermined amount of money was taken by three suspects, one who displayed a handgun. Two people who were inside the store were not injured. The only suspect description given by police was that all three were wearing black hoodies and pants. One of four men arrested for participating in convenience store armed robberies in Bryan in January of last year is back in jail. Bryan police arrested 19-year-old Tyler Davis of Caldwell for threatening to shoot the mother of his child and four other people in Henderson Park Tuesday night. Davis had been out of jail for 30 hours after posting bond following his indictment by a Brazos County grand jury on six counts of aggravated robbery. According to online jail records, Davis's bonds were increased to a total of $700,000. Three other Bryan men who were involved in some of the robberies with Davis, two of the three, 19-year-olds William Sweeps and William Dates, were sentenced to prison following plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. In jail and awaiting trial on three robbery charges is 22-year-old Jonathan Lett. This month's regular meeting of the Blinn College trustees included a response to repeated faculty Senate requests for more involvement in decision-making.
In February, and again last month, faculty representatives asked to be included in the decision-making process. This week, administrators presented a 23-page document demonstrating how the college is meeting standards set by its national accrediting agency. Among other things, the college is required to publish policies on the responsibility and authority of faculty in academic and governance matters. Administrators point to faculty representatives on the curriculum committee, faculty coordinators in each instructional program, and ample faculty representation on the academic standards committee. The board took no action on the report, which you can read and download online at WTAW.com. Blaine trustees did act on the first change in 30 years to its policy on naming buildings, allowing names when a philanthropic gift has been given for a particular facility. That may or may not be related to a special meeting next Monday when, behind closed doors, the board considers a prospective gift or donation at an unidentified location. Next Monday's executive session also includes Blinn considering an unidentified deployment or implementation of security personnel or devices, along with real estate matters affecting Blinn's new campus in West Bryan. Back to this week's meeting, trustees delayed action on three contracts related to the new campus in West Bryan. Administrators say they were not ready to proceed on agreements related to designing access in and out of Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two women from our local city governments were selected to join an elite network of more than 5,000 female leaders across the country. Bryan's Community Development Manager Alcee Bond and College Station's Director of Community Services Debbie Eller were selected by Leadership Women as members of the Leadership America Class of 2016. Bond says this year's first trip was to Washington, D.C. in April.
The theme for this year is leading with a global vision and a national focus. And it really gives women across the whole nation an opportunity to come together to listen to other leaders.
Bond says the 58 participants this year will travel to Phoenix in June and New Orleans in October. Eller explained the different programs within Leadership Women.
We have a pipeline program, which is a weekend type program just for those new women getting into leadership positions. There's also the Leadership Texas, Leadership America, an international program that is actually going to Scandinavia this year. And there's also a one-day launch program that we held here 2 years ago. And we hope to bring that back in the next year or so.
Three more local women, Sharon Klinker, Aubrey Nettles, and Becky L. Smith, were selected as members of this year's class of Leadership Texas. Expect the unexpected is the theme for the 44th season of MSC Opus. Executive Director Ann Black says the lineup includes six performances of the Jersey Boys and three plays.
We have Judgment at Nuremberg, Barefoot in the Park, and Greater Tuna. We have a piece called All is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914, which really is all about that Christmas Eve truce that happened when they all came together at the battle line and sang Christmas carols on Christmas Eve.
Leading off the season is Lyle Lovett and his large band.
If you've never heard Lyle and his large band with strings, and I mean, it is just an amazing experience. So we're very fortunate that he wants to come home.
Tickets for the season and individual performances are now available online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37, 63 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill. 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more.
The weather system that brought the storms to the area yesterday is now moving some heavy storms into Florida. For us today, clouds and sunshine. There could be a stray shower. Temperatures are up to 80 to 85 later today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun tomorrow with the threat of a thunderstorm late in the day, highs 85 to 90. Shower thunderstorm possible tomorrow evening, lows 70 to 75. Clouds Sunday, chance of showers and storms 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, all the baseball you could want. Got the details on Texas A&M's win against Ole Miss. Also, I got some high school baseball and a look at the MLB as the Astros fall to the White Sox. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:39. Let's head over to D.C. and we'll talk to Congressman Bill Flores. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you. And actually, I got back to Texas late last night.
All right. So there you go. All right. So you're back from a fairly – normally we talk on Wednesdays, but you needed to put it off until Friday because you've been busy, and you guys were making the headlines yesterday. That's certainly for sure. Let's talk about a couple of the situations first. The Confederate flag, which pretty well froze everything last year about this time. Tell us a little bit about that and what the result was.
Well, the Democrats have two primary things they're working on this year as appropriations and other critical bills come across the House floor, and that is to expand or to try to tear down religious freedom in order to support a broader GLBT agenda. And then the second thing is the Confederate flag. They'd like to see the Confederate flag removed and basically take the rights away from state and local governments to make that decision on their own. And so those types of provisions were added to the two critical pieces of legislation that we looked at this week, the first one being the National Defense Authorization Act. The second one was a Military Construction Veterans Administration funding bill for fiscal 17. So they tried to add those provisions to each of those.
Now, what we're talking about is whether or not the Confederate flag should be displayed in national cemeteries that are run by the veterans,
correct,
right, VA.
And correct.
Basically, this derailed the entire appropriations process last year, right, when we were getting ready to do a spending bill.
It did. It did derail it. And so, you know, in the intervening year, we've had internal discussions about how do we want to deal this. Do we deal with this? Do we want to let the Confederate flag amendments, which are, you know, in all likelihood are going to pass, because you'll have a combination of Democrats plus non-Southern state Republicans voting for them. And that's actually what happened in the Military Construction Veterans Administration funding bill. That amendment passed yesterday afternoon, and so now those Confederate flags will come down in the handful of federal cemeteries in the South. Now, the look, to me, that's a state and local issue. I don't think there ought to be a federal government issue, but nonetheless, that's part of the that bill will go to conference with the Senate, and we'll see if that provision stays or not. It's likely going to stay.
I guess Bill Flores joining us this morning from in the district. I guess the big story yesterday was the first openly gay New York congressman, Patrick Maloney, basically had a confrontation, I guess, is that safe to say, in the aisles of the House over this this whole LGBT community voting question. And basically, the Democrats called the Republicans the party of hate, and I know you had pretty strong words after that.
Well, I thought that allegation went against the pale. Look, we're the party that eliminated slavery. We're the party that promoted and got women the right to vote. We've always been the party of expanded rights for everybody. And so to call us the party of hate, I think, was just way out of line. Look, here's what's happened is that in this 3 years ago, the president signed an executive order to try to use his social experiments on the United States military. And so when we were drafting the NDAA and the Military Construction Veterans Administration Appropriations Bill, we put provisions in there to stop the president's executive order. It doesn't undo anybody's rights. It does not change anybody's rights whatsoever. Everybody's got the constitutional rights before and after this. Anyway, so this guy Maloney got up and tried to undo those provisions, both of the NDAA and the Milcon VA bill. And yesterday we defeated the one on the NDAA on Wednesday night, and then yesterday we defeated the one on the Milcon VA. But the vote stayed open a little longer than normal, and while we got a few Republicans to figure out, you know, how they should, you know, what the proper vote was on that second one. And so the Democrats were screaming hate and shame and all this stuff, and they were, Steny Hoyer, who's the minority whip, decided he was going to try to, you know, he was pretty upset, and so he was saying some bad things on the floor. Anyway, we ultimately defeated that amendment and then passed the entire bill. I mean, we shouldn't be using holding up military construction or the Veterans Administration funding because of the things the president's trying to do.
Well, it was defeated by one vote, 213 to 212. But again, and
correct.
I mean, heck, people switch their votes all the time, and that's what we see on television, right? That's the drama that we have on those television shows about politics, that you're going to switch your vote.
Correct.
But still, it took the forefront yesterday. Let's talk for a minute about Donald Trump, because I know that he's tried to at least reach out to some leaders. Obviously, they were almost covering it like a soap opera with when he went to meet with Speaker Ryan. But tell me, as chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and that's a large group, what has your contact been? Where are you in this process?
Well, his principal campaign manager reached out to us earlier this week and asked to sit down with us to see if there's a path under which I would endorse him, either individually or as the chair of the Republican Study Committee. And so my chief of staff met with his principal advisor yesterday, and they're working on a path forward to do two things. One is, and the most important issue is, to find out what are Donald Trump's real policies. What is the policy infrastructure of him? I mean, is he truly going to be a conservative president? And so because he was running a primary campaign before, primary campaigns are not usually based on deep policy, and so he's had to transition to a general election campaign, and that becomes more policy specific. And so now he's got a small policy team put together, and that policy team will be working with the policy team in the Speaker's office and also the policy team in the Republican Study Committee, so that we can actually see what are his policies. And actually what we did yesterday is we gave him all of the policy proposals that the Republican Study Committee has rolled out this year that support Speaker Ryan's agenda project. And then we also gave him a copy of the energy policy that Governor Bobby Jindal and I co-wrote a couple of years ago and said, here's where we are. Let us know if you're roughly in the same place or not. And I think, so that's the first thing we've got to do. The second thing is we've told him, you know, it'd probably be a good idea for you to come talk to us. The RSC holds a weekly lunch every Wednesday when we're in session. And so we said, you know, it'd be a good idea for the presumptive nominee to come talk to us, because there are 177 of us. We're the largest caucus in all of Congress, and certainly the largest conservative caucus in the country.
Yeah, it would seem to behoove him to, if he's going to be defined as the Republican standard bearer, that he at least, you know, exactly where he stands on the different issues. Any thoughts or information that you've gotten as a member of Congress about the Egyptian Air situation, the airplane?
No, I'm in the same position as everybody else is, and that, you know, it's hard to know what happened. I will tell you this, you know, as a pilot myself, some aircraft have protocols built into the autopilot so that if you have any kind of a decompression at a high altitude, the plane will turn 90 degrees right or left and will begin an emergency descent down to a safer altitude, typically between 12 to 15,000 feet. And so, you know, there is again, this is my speculation. This is not anything official. But, you know, I can speculate that there was some sort of a decompression, and so the autopilots took them down. And that's so they could get everybody down into breathable air. And then below, once it hit 15,000 feet, who knows what happened after that, because it looks like it did a 360-degree turn to the right and then crashed.
Right.
So I don't know what happened. As soon as I get any information, I'll let you know
that. Sure, certainly appreciate that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview, always archived on our website at WTAW.com. We appreciate you making the time to join us on this Friday.
You bet. Great talking to you. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women. And last week was Police Week. I forgot to mention that, so let's pray for our first responders.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on American Leak Detection.
American Leak Detection.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Is it up to fate whether or not we become good fathers? I used to worry about that because my own dad was such a poor role model. He was an alcoholic, and in his drunken stupors, he would threaten my mother and scare the living daylights out of me. My dad walked out on us when I was 5 years old. For years, he floated in and out of my life, but was rarely a positive influence, and he certainly didn't model for me what good fathering looked like. He mostly broke his promises and disappointed me again and again. Was I destined to follow in my father's footsteps as a parent of my two boys? Well, research does seem to indicate that most of us parent the way we were parented, but we can break the chains of dysfunction. Learning to be a good dad hasn't always been easy for me, and it may be tough for you. The most important lesson I've learned is that being a good man and a loving father isn't about fate, it's about choices. To this day, I still parent out of the void my dad left behind, but I do my best to turn those negatives into positives. I connect with my boys in areas where my own father dropped the ball so badly. I show my kids unconditional love and assure them that I'll never leave them no matter what they do. Maybe you hope to be a different father than you had growing up. If so, just remember that new choices aren't always easy, but they are possible. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:52. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies pounced for 5 runs in the 6th inning to win the series opener against the number 6 Ole Miss Rebels 6-1 Thursday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. J.B. Moss and Jonathan Maroney each had 3 hits to lead the Aggies. Moss went 3-for-4 with 1 double, 1 run, and 1 RBI. Maroney batted 3-for-4 with 1 double and 2 RBI. Nick Corriby batted 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot with 2 runs. With the victory, the Aggies remained in a tie with Mississippi State atop the SEC Western Division standings. standings. The Bulldogs dispatched of Arkansas 7-0 on Thursday. Game 2 of the series between the Aggies and the Rebels is slated for 6:34 p.m. this evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The Texas A&M softball team will open play at the NCAA Lafayette Regional against Texas on Friday at Louisiana Lafayette's Lamson Park. The Aggies and Longhorns will square off for the first time since April 29, 2012, with the series record between the two rivals even at 20-20. Texas A&M holds a 4-3 advantage over Texas in neutral site games. First pitch is scheduled for 3:30 p.m., and you can catch it on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. Sticking with softball, the NFCA announced Thursday that Texas A&M softball's Keely Milligan, Samantha Shaw, Tori Vidalis, and Ashley Walters were named to the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association's South Regional Second Team. The awards honor softball student-athletes from the association's 10 regions with first, second, and third team selections. The Rudder Rangers grabbed their ninth consecutive victory Thursday night as they took down league co-champion College Station 14-5 in the opener of their Class 5A Region 3 quarterfinals in Mumford. Game 2 is tonight at 7, and you can catch the action on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. Meanwhile, Tomball's Shane Doughty backed up his three-hitter with a run-scoring double to carry the Cougars to a 3-1 win over Bryan in Game 1 of the best-of-three Class 5A Regional quarterfinal series Thursday at Mustang Ballpark. Game 2 is scheduled for 5 p.m. Friday at Concordia in Austin. If Bryan wins, Game 3 will follow. In the MLB,
Sale mindful of George over at first, but wants the batter in the 0-2. Curveball, strike 3. Got him. Sale goes to 9-0.
Chris Sale went the distance on a masterful four-hitter on Thursday night, becoming the first major league pitcher since 2008 to win his first nine starts. And the Chicago White Sox edged the Houston Astros 2-1 to snap their season-high four-game losing streak. Houston broke the shutout bid in the eighth with an Evan Gattis solo home run at U.S. Cellular Field. The Rangers had the night off, but begin a three-game series with the Astros tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In other Rangers news, they've optioned left-handed reliever Andrew Faulkner to AAA Round Rock, opening up a roster spot for the likely return of outfielder Shin-Soo Chu from the disabled list. Faulkner was sent down yesterday, an off day for the Rangers. The team said a corresponding roster move would be made today. In the NBA playoffs,
and that is it. The Cavaliers put together back-to-back dominating wins at home and now lead this series 2-0.
LeBron James had a triple-double, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by beating Toronto 108-89. James finished with 23 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds to help the Cavaliers become the third franchise in league history to open a postseason 10-0. Kyrie Irving poured in a game-high 26 points for the Cavs, who head to Toronto for Game 3 on Saturday. And now here's KO.
And that's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike and I cross paths every now and then heading into work. And one morning he was there before me, and as I drove up, I saw the truck. Is there anything that you don't have on that truck? I mean, it's got the underlights. You've got the bar on the side. You've got the LED roof light. I mean, there's nothing else you can put on that truck, is there?
I don't think so. I tried.
It is a display piece for sure.
It is. And Texas Custom Outfitters did everything to the truck. And they do.
Oh, just, and it was loud.
Yeah, and they do just about everything you can do to a truck. Period. Tent, spraying bed liners, lifts, wheels, tires, and they do a great job. So.
Oh well, apparently, and that was cool because I'd never seen the light up badge on the side.
Oh yeah,
that was neat.
Yeah, the F-350. Yeah, level. Yeah. They do a lot of neat stuff, and they have great ideas. So if you don't know exactly what you want to do, go in there and kind of give them something to run with, and they take care of you.
There's a link to them at teamofnavasota.com, and that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
You've heard me talk about Sit Means Sit. Now's your chance to find out for yourself. Their grand opening, Saturday, May 28th from 2 to 4. Come out and register to win a free board and train package and several days of free boarding services. Plus, there will be lots of other pet-friendly businesses on site. Sit Means Sit's brand new facilities at 3809 McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. If you've wanted to find out more about how Sit Means Sit can help your dog like they did mine, this is the time to check it out for yourself. SitMeansSit.com for more.
Now, remember, you got to call your dog by the right name, too. I mean, we were talking about that a little while ago. You ever call one of your children the wrong name, like a sibling's name? It's okay. It happens a lot. It really does. What happens is we store the names of our family members in something resembling a file in the brain. So when you go to that file to get someone's name, you can very easily pick another name out of that file by mistake. Happens a lot, especially for